Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the etiquettes of the various aspects of our deen. Today we start a new chapter. باب تحريم الوصال في الصوم وهو أن يصوم يومين أو أكثر ولا يأكل ولا يشرب بينهما. The chapter on the prohibition of continuous fasting, which is to fast for two or more days without eating or drinking anything between them. There is a person who keeps one fast, and then the time of iftar comes, then a person doesn't eat, and then he continues with the fast. Sari time comes, again he doesn't eat, he starts the next fast. So two or more fasts he continues without having anything in between. This is known as sawm wisal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Pak had given him, as we'll see, had given him the strength he could keep this, but he discouraged the ummah from doing this. In fact, we are prohibited from doing this. We don't fast like this, because now it becomes dangerous to the health also. And sometimes a person thinks that he's doing an act of piety, but he's going against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that iftar time you eat. And when you eat also, eat at the earliest time of iftar. Then sehri again you take, because there's barakat in sehri. This is the way you fast. This is not that person now does his own thing. Yesterday also we explained, the person gives his own extra attention to ibadat. He specifies one night for ibadat, or he specifies one day for fasting. Where Sharia doesn't give any extra specifications, we add extra specifications. Also, this is not like. So when Sharia has prescribed a way for us to fast, this is how you fast, this is how you break your fast, then for us now to come and add anything and continue so may we solve and continue fasting, thinking that a person is doing good, outwardly it may look at such a good act, that a person is continuously fasting, so much of sacrifice, but yet we are prohibited from doing this. So one lesson we learn from here is that what Sharia has showed us we do, and what Sharia is prohibiting us from doing, we don't do. And other thing we learn from here is that those things that Sharia has given extra importance, we give extra importance. And those things where Sharia hasn't given any extra importance, even those days and those nights of the year, where there isn't any extra importance, we don't give it or show it extra importance, so that now it seems that something is extra important. A very simple example is like the 27th of Rajab. Normally people call it the night of Mi'raj. Sharia hasn't given any extra importance to that night, so then we don't also give it any extra importance. Well, sometimes you find the first 10 nights of Muharram that people have different gatherings and programs, etc. In other words, giving it extra importance, when Sharia hasn't given those nights any extra importance to specify any type of programs. So here, this is what we learn from these ahadiths, is what Sharia has taught us we do, even though something outwardly may seem like more. Another simple example is we read 2 rakats of Fajr. If somebody feels that let us read 4 rakats, there's more we're adding to the Fajr Salah, so we'll be getting more sawab. Will that Salah be correct? It won't be correct. Why? Because we have been taught and shown that for Fajr is 2 rakats. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam naha anil wisali muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited continuous fasting. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الوصال قال إنك تواصل قال إني لست من مثلكم إني أطعم وأسقى. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited continuous fasting. The Sahaba said to him, but you fast continuously. And as you mentioned, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, now sometimes he would fast. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied to this, or the Sahaba told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you fast continuously. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I am not like you. I am provided with food and drink. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Jannah. This was a provision done for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And according to one narration or one explanation, Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would receive direct radiance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which made him independent of food and drink. This was the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another explanation is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given that extra patience, that extra willpower, and that extra physical strength by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it, doesn't mean we do it. We do it the way he told us to do it, and the way he explained it to us to do it. Here we learn something also, that sometimes you'll get an act that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, but it is not sunnah. Sometimes we think that everything that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did is a sunnah. This is a good example of where some action that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, but we won't say it's a sunnah. So we must do it because we're practicing on the sunnah. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically told us that this is the way we must fast. So the sunnah method for us to fast is that we fast and then we break the fast. We make sehri again and then we fast again. Yes, if a person forgets now for whatever reason he forgets or he oversleeps and he doesn't wake up for sehri, that's a different situation. But this hadith is speaking about the way it is deliberately done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of following the deen the way we should be. Following the deen, not introducing anything new, not bringing anything into the deen extra, and not subtracting anything for our convenience. As we know, today is the day of Jumu'ah. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. We should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a point of reading Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to read Suratul Kahf, especially in the times of fitna and fasad. And we should also take advantage of the time before the Maghrib Salah, or the time between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Ulama of the opinion that most likely du'as are answered at this time. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.